Thank you for calling.
Yes, hello. Is this Daniel? This is Rick Carlos calling.
Hey, Rick. How are you? Yes, this is Daniel.
I'm doing fine, thank you. Yes, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. I'm really great.
Okay. Yeah, I was just returning your call. You said you had some thoughts for me or concerning...
Yep. I actually read your email the day before yesterday that you have sent in terms of your budget and in terms of your plans and what you were thinking for this book. So I thought I can just give you a call and, you know, we can have a word about it. Now, what I understand from your end, Rick, that you are looking for a person who can actually invest in your book, who can help you create your market, who can help you create everything that is there for marketing, like the marketing collateral, and then keep a certain percentage out, you know, from the royalties of the book and have that taken care of, right?
Okay. Correct.
Now, in this type of a scenario, we call this literary agents, all right? Now, literary agents won't let you handle the marketing. They won't let you handle the sales. You would never come to know how many sales you're making in a month, in a week, in a day. And, of course, everything would go to them, and then they would decide how much should go to you as being an author. Then they will decide the percentage. Now, if you're comfortable in going with that route, I do have that available. There would be a little, very small upfront cost from your end, but we'll go and arrange the remainings for you and have that taken care.
I see. But you said I have no control over anything at that point.
Well, this is how literary agents work, you know. See, if I am taking responsibility of your book, let's say, for example, you hand over the book to me, you're telling me, Daniel, you do the marketing, you do everything for me, and tell me how many sales I can get, right? So in this case, you won't handle the marketing. I would do the marketing for you. I would go to the Barnes & Noble to speak with them about the book. I would go to Amazon to speak about the book. Again, everything would be controlled under me, not under you, all right? However, it's your property. The book is your property, but you're handing over your things to your literary agents so that he can help you manage everything. And against that, they will charge you a little percentage out of your sales. Now, they show you it's little, but you never know how much, you know, you have made. It's possible, you know, you make 2,500 copies in a month, and the person in the literary agent tells you, you know, you can just go ahead with, you just made 500 sales, you know. He would eat that 2,000 sales and would give you a share out of 500, and you'll be like, you know, dancing around, jumping around, you got 500 sales. But you never know, he took the profit of your property.
Yeah, I hear you. The only part that I didn't like about all that you said was the last part, you know, like, did I have no idea of what it was that was sold. Up to that point, I was okay, you know, as far as them taking the percentage and all of that. But if I don't know what the percentage, what the sales were.
No, they will tell you. They will tell you you would get 40% of the sales, all right? They will tell you the sales, but they won't let you handle how many sales you're making. If you don't know how many sales you're making, how would they give you a percentage of 40%? I mean, would that even matter?
Well,
see, if I'm making $20,000 out of you, and if I pay you $4,000, $5,000 annually, you know, for this book, so this is not putting me in loss, all right? I'm making $50,000 out of your book. So giving you $5,000 won't give me a pain.
Right.
So this is what we recommend. If you understand that, then I feel that, you know, you are in the same situation where I was 13 years ago when I started writing my books. I'm a published author myself. I'm there on Amazon. You can put my name and you can search me up. I've been a children's book author, and I've been writing books from the last 13 years. I understand one thing, that book is my property. It's my intellectual property. If I'm writing something, then I own it, you know. I own the sales of it. I would own the royalties of it. I would own the good part of it. I would own the bad part of it. Make sense? But in that case, I would be the person that would be investing in it too. All right, my time, my money, my efforts. So what I recommend you, what I would suggest you, is hire yourself a marketer, not a literary agent. Hire yourself a marketer who helps you market the book, who helps you do everything that you need, the literary agent would do. And against that, he would charge you a one-time fee upfront for the services. And all the sales will go to you. So isn't that much more better?
That is a lot better, but I'm saying, what is that out of cost expense that I have to?
Well, normally for 3 months marketing, on social media, email marketing, SMS marketing that we actually handle, we charge $2,500 for that. Okay, but since we are running a 50% discount, I can have this catered for you in $1,200 only. All right, this is for 3 months marketing. That means we would handle the marketing for you for the next 3 months. The complete summers, we would go ahead and market the book for you. We'll go and do everything for you that's required, the literary agent would do, and eventually route the sales to your account directly instead of keeping a third party in between who can, you know, take a share out of it for no reason.
Yeah. And the marketer that you said, though, my book has to be complete, so do they assemble the book from what I have now, or how does the...
No, they would assemble the book from what you have now. All right, you would deliver us your complete written material. We would proofread that, make sure it's up to the mark. We would then start pre-release marketing for you. That means without publishing the book, we would create, you know, a curiosity in the market that there's a new book coming up, a hype in the market, and help you sell your book before it's actually getting published. Once we see good number of pre-bookings online, let's say we saw 500, 700, 1,000 people pre-booking your books. Once we see that, we'll publish the book. So this way, bingo, you would see sales coming in from the first day.
I see. And my last question is, I wanted this to be somewhat, you know, winter release for the courses about Christmas. What is the timeline that I would need to have the material to you and the monies to you in order to have, like I say, a release sometime in November?
See, if you're going to release it in Christmas, around Christmas, then I would recommend you this is the best time. See, creating marketing collateral consumes time too. Marketing collateral means that if I am planning to do social media marketing for you, then I need to create your social media pages, first of all, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter.
Right.
Link them, integrate them with Amazon where the book is published, and then create banners for you, write creative content for you, and then do posting. We cannot post or we won't post more than twice a week, all right, like others do, and eventually bring up your rankings from there.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yeah.
So marketing collateral, creating marketing collateral itself would consume 30 to 35 days, approximately, more or less, because we would create everything for you and we'll share it with you. Rick, we have created a Facebook page of yours. This is how it looks. You give us approval, we move on to the next step, move on to the third step. So we'll show it to you, we'll share it with you. Once you approve everything, then the marketing would step in. That means if you pitch in, if you start now, your marketing would initiate at least after a month from now. So the summers and would actually... The pre-release marketing part, along with, creating a marketing collateral and everything, and eventually when you would be near Christmas, let's say in October, November, we would run some promotions for the book and then release it in November. You're good to go.
Yeah. That's the way that you recommend that I do this particular book, or is that your
recommendation? I recommend the same way. See, start slow. See results first, and I'm all there with you, okay? I do not have mind signing you up for 12 months marketing. I do not mind signing you up for 6 months marketing, but I really want to show you some results first. I really want to show you how things work forward, how you will communicate with our team, how the team would make you comfortable on this, how you would receive reads on the book, how you would see your sales coming in for the book. Once you'll be able to handle the basics, all right, we can jump on to the next step for 6 months, for 12 months marketing, no problem at all. We're all here with you.
Mm. Sounds very good. I'm just trying to go over everything you said. Did you have what you just said somehow that I could kind of go over with my wife, or no?
I did not understand that. Can you repeat that again, sorry?
Oh, what you just said to me, what you just explained to me, which I like a lot, Is there anything that I can read to go over what you just said to kind of understand it so that we can make a decision? Or is it just in verbal form, what you just said? Is
no, no, I can send you, of course. I can send you an email right now with the basic package details in it. That means what we would cover in the package for you, what is the cost for it, what are your payment plans on this, all right? That means, you know, how much you can pay up front and get yourself started, or the least ways that you can pay a discounted cost and get yourself started with it, and the next steps of how you can initiate the process.
Well, please send that out, and I can kind of go over it, and then we could chat again. But it does sound like it might be something that would work for me, you know, being it's my first time out. Sounds like it's my first time out, so I'm trying to learn the ropes. So.
Fantastic. Yeah. Let me tell you one more thing over here. Rick, I'm sure this is the worst part of the story. The worst part of the story is that we had the discounted cost running up for this month. So today, being the last day of the month, is the last day to secure the reduced price too. So I'm not sure if you want to proceed it further for the next month, for next week, or for tomorrow, or maybe later down the road, but I won't be able to accommodate the same fees again. It will shoot back to the regular $2,500.
I understand. Yeah, I'm not in a position to do that today. So,
of course. This is what I'm concerned.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
So regular $2,500 sounds good to you if you want to proceed further with that. I mean, I can give you the details accordingly. It's the same thing. It's only the discounted cost that I was implementing today.
Right, right. Yes, please do. Please send it to me, and then we can kind of talk from there.
Okay, all right. Let me go and shoot it to you.
Yeah.
Whatsoever your thoughts are, whatsoever you have in your mind, any questions for me, please speak with your wife. Shoot it out to me.
Yes.
I would love to go and answer that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Pleasure, pleasure. Anything which is a question for you right now? Anything you
I'm very clear. I'm very clear on everything right now.
Excellent. Okay. Fantastic. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Rick. I appreciate that you speaking with me over the phone. I'll shoot up an email to you right now in the next 10 minutes on the same conversation thread, and let's continue from there.
Okay, thanks again.
Thank you once again, sir. Do have a nice day and take care of yourself. Bye for now.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.